28. Talk at Hull House. 30th April 1912. Chicago, Illinois. Notes by Joseph H. Hannon. When we view the world of creation, we find that all living things may be classified under two aspects of existence. First, they possess bodies composed of material substance common to all, whether vegetable, animal, or human. This is their point of agreement, or, as it is philosophically termed, their point of contact. Second, they vary and differ from each other in degree and function, that is to say, in their respective kingdoms. This is their point of distinction and differentiation. For instance, the vegetable and animal are alike in the fact that their bodies are composed of the same material elements, but widely different in their kingdoms and powers. Man is like the animal in physical structure, but otherwise immeasurably separated and superior. In the human kingdom itself, there are points of contact, properties common to all mankind. Likewise, there are points of distinction which separate race from race, individual from individual. If the points of contact, which are the common properties of humanity, overcome the peculiar points of distinction, unity is assured. On the other hand, if the points of differentiation overcome the points of agreement, disunion and weakness result. One of the important questions which affect the unity and the solidarity of mankind is the fellowship and equality of the white and coloured races. Between these two races, certain points of agreement and points of distinction exist, which warrant just and mutual consideration. The points of contact are many, for in the material or physical plane of being, both are constituted alike and exist under the same law of growth and bodily development. Furthermore, both live and move in the plane of the senses and are endowed with human intelligence. There are many other mutual qualifications. In this country, the United States of America, patriotism is common to both races. All have equal rights to citizenship, speak one language, receive the blessings of the same civilization, and follow the precepts of the same religion. In fact, numerous points of partnership and agreement exist between the two races, whereas the one point of distinction is that of colour. Shall this, the least of all distinctions, be allowed to separate you as races and individuals? In physical bodies, in the law of growth, in sense endowment, intelligence, patriotism, language, citizenship, civilization, and religion, you are one and the same. A single point of distinction exists, that of racial colour. God is not pleased with, neither should any reasonable or intelligent man be willing to recognise, inequality in the races because of this distinction. But there is need of a superior power to overcome human prejudices, a power which nothing in the world of mankind can withstand, and which will overshadow the effect of all other forces at work in human conditions. That irresistible power is the love of God. It is my hope and prayer that it may destroy the prejudice of this one point of distinction between you, and unite you all permanently under its hallowed protection. Baha'u'llah has proclaimed the oneness of the world of humanity. He has caused various nations and divergent creeds to unite. He has declared the difference of race and colour is like the variegated beauty of flowers in a garden. If you enter a garden, you will see yellow, white, blue, red flowers in profusion and beauty, each radiant within itself, and although different from the others, lending its own charm to them. Racial difference in the human kingdom is similar. If all the flowers in the garden were of the same colour, the effect would be monotonous and wearying to the eye. Therefore, Baha'u'llah hath said that the various races of humankind lend a composite harmony and beauty of colour to the whole. Let all associate, therefore, in this great human garden, even as flowers grow and blend together side by side without discord or disagreement between them.